Now video gamers can find safety in clubs. More in a moment.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Tech News Briefing. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. Online harassment is widespread and it includes reports of abuse by gaming participants. Microsoft is doing something to combat that with its Xbox Live online gaming community. Here to talk about it is Wall Street Journal reporter Jay Green. Jay, tell us about Microsoft's new gaming community features.
Yeah, so Microsoft launched a feature, an initiative on Monday this week called Gaming for Everyone. There are a bunch of different elements to it, but the two key ones are that Microsoft's going to create essentially a safe spaces element to its Xbox Live community called Clubs, where users can set up their own club and admit and kick out anyone they like. And they're also creating something called Looking for Groups so that it's like a bulletin board service where you can find gamers with whom you might want to play. And so all that seems relatively innocuous. But the key is, you know, there is all this abuse online, particularly of women gamers, and they get harassed. They could set up a safe space, a club, where they could invite their friends or invite anyone to play, but those players would have to respect the rules that those gamers set up.
Now, Microsoft announced these features on Monday ahead of the annual E3 Expo, the Electronic Entertainment Expo. And as you said, it's part of a broader strategy Microsoft is calling Gaming for Everyone.
Yeah, that's right. And again, you know, there's been harassment in the industry for a long time, and it kind of boiled over a couple years ago with an incident that this has been referred to as Gamergate, where, you know, some folks targeted women who, you know, were objecting to some of the sexist stereotypes in gaming. And so Microsoft really is, you know, trying to take a step to give, you know, women who feel threatened a place to play games and have fun.
Now, Microsoft itself got targeted for criticism of abuse, didn't it? There was some sort of party in March that they were really condemned for.
That's right. So there was another game conference in March in San Francisco. And, you know, Microsoft, like a lot of game companies, threw a party. And at this party, there were, you know, Microsoft hired a service that, you know, to throw the party, and that service brought on some women who were dancing in, I guess we would refer to them as sexualized schoolgirl outfits, but low-cut crop tops and mini skirts. And, you know, Microsoft got really flamed for that on, you know, among many in the game community. And Microsoft very quickly stepped back and said, you know, it was a mistake and unequivocally wrong. And, you know, Microsoft tried to put that behind it. And to some extent, you know, this is a step in a very different direction.
Tell us more about the clubs. You wrote that they can be public or private.
That's right. So, you know, someone could set up a club, and it can be clubs of all different types, by the way. It doesn't have to be clubs that are set up to avoid harassment. I mean, I could set up a club among Wall Street Journal reporters, or, you know, you could set one up among New York Giants fans. But the clubs can be set up publicly, so I could, you know, you or I or anyone else on the Xbox Live community could go find them, or you could set it up privately and then you would invite people in. And that way, if it's private, you aren't getting harassed by people who want to join your club or want to target you from some way if they so choose to do so.
Now, some of these clubs could be rather offensive or abusive in their own right, and they could run up against behavior issues and they could get booted out. Is that correct?
Well, you know, Microsoft even acknowledges there might be some that aren't for everyone. Microsoft does have a code of conduct. So, for example, you know, folks will get kicked off the service for using hate speech, for example. So, you know, there are some restrictions. But that's right. I think it's entirely plausible that, you know, you might find clubs, you know, that focus on, for example, political attitudes. And so I think they're, you know, it's entirely plausible that, you know, some clubs may offend some people.
Jay, there's online abuse everywhere. Why is there abuse in the online gaming industry? Is it a lack of diversity? That's been one reason suggested.
Well, diversity certainly is something Microsoft is trying to address with its Gaming for Everyone initiative as well. Microsoft hasn't set up metrics, but it has said that Phil Spencer, who runs Xbox, has said that the company is going to try to hire a staff that represents the folks who use its products. And there's a fairly broad broad diversity in those users. And so a lot of critics have pointed to the lack of diversity in the gaming community for perpetuating a lot of the sexual stereotypes that seem to prevail.
Jay Green of the Wall Street Journal, thank you very much for being on the podcast.
Thanks so much.
And don't forget, you can listen to all our shows on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify. And now, if you have an Android device, look for us on the Google Play Music app. Just search WSJ. That's this edition of Tech News Briefing. Thanks for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the news desk in New York.